A third of Vermont farms are run by someone over age 65, and according to a recent study, 91% of those farms don't have someone younger ready to take over. Other local food industry entrepreneurs are also aging, and many don't have an exit strategy for their company when they retire. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, that's a concern to state officials who want to ensure food producers not only stay successful, but stay in Vermont.
The local businesses that bring you gourmet cheeses, maple syrup, spicy salsas, honey-infused gin, and all those craft microbrews you love are a major part of Vermont's economy. They and other tasty edibles bring in a cool $10 billion a year in gross sales, according to state statistics. Officials with Farm to Plate, Vermont's 10-year effort to support and grow the state's food economy, say it's vital to help those companies when they first start out, but also as they transition from one owner to the next, so the state doesn't lose them.
People are not thinking about this enough. We have an aging population in the state of Vermont. We have aging entrepreneurs who are so involved in working in their business instead of on the business and not thinking far enough ahead about what that exit might look like.
That's Janice St. Ange. She heads a financing arm of the Vermont Sustainable Jobs Fund that targets companies in the food system. St. Ange was part of a panel discussion talking about exit strategies during the annual gathering of the Farm to Plate members at Killington. Lisa Lorimer, another panelist, founded the Vermont Bread Company. She says the Brattleboro-based business employed about 500 people by the time she sold it completely in 2014.
You know, to be perfectly frank, I was burnt out. If you think about what we do at Vermont Bread Company, we deliver fresh bread to all the supermarkets from, you know, Maine to South Carolina between the hours of 5 and 10 in the morning every day. Like, that's insane. Now that I find other business models, that's crazy.
But she says it took years to get out on her terms. She wanted to ensure the business stayed in Vermont, that her employees were protected, and that her company's core values remained intact. It's a tall order, she admitted to those at the conference, but it's doable if you take your time, know your company's finances inside and out, and do your homework. According to Farm to Plate director Jake Claro, companies like Vermont Bread have helped the state's food sector create 6,400 new jobs since 2009.
You know, food manufacturing growth has outpaced overall manufacturing growth in the state. And actually, as manufacturing growth has declined in the state, food manufacturing has continued to grow. You know, we're talking about probably 40% growth since 2009.
That's the good news. The bad news is that many food manufacturers are struggling to find enough workers. Clara says the state is working hard at getting the word out to high school students and other young people about jobs available. But he says helping food companies and farms transition from one owner to the next is equally vital, so these businesses continue to stay in the state and employ local workers. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.
You're listening to VPR, the Vermont Garden Journal.